forced to move from one area to another. And most of them didn't have a lot of formal education. But for some reason, there were whites in the area who encouraged education among their blacks. Some of them, I think, even taught them to read. And then they, as I said, the school, the first school, was in a church building. And the children, even though they walked to school, if their parents didn't bring them on the buggy, so my brother said, they would had one teacher for everything. And but the parents encouraged it. It was a farming area. There was a lot of farms in the area. So certain seasons, the attendance would be low, planting season, harvest seasons. But the parents had a desire for their children to have a better life than they had. And they fought for it. They had to fight for it. They complained to just the right people to get a teacher sent here. And back in those days, the teacher would stay here because there was no transportation out here. And sometimes the teacher lady would be housed at maybe some widow's house or some family who had extra rooms, and would teach. My teacher's name was her name was and Miss and she taught us, and that were all class from first grade through seventh grade at one teacher in that one room with all the classes. And she was a hard taskmaster, I can assure you of that. But she encouraged us to try to go on just a little bit further. And she met with the parents, and she told them that they would have to push for something else. So they met with the county, and the county selected Washington High was where we could go, and they paid for it because we were crossing the line. And but we had to be responsible for our own transportation. So one of the parents, those who wanted to go on, had a station wagon, and they would transport us to Washington High. That was the hardest year of my life, because coming from a one-room school building in the country to Washington High, one of the largest high schools in the Atlanta area at that time, I was petrified. I remember hiding under the stairwell. I'd never been to a 2-3-story building to eat my lunch. I wouldn't eat in the lunchroom with all of those kids. I would, you know,